There it is. I was waiting for that. Jerry Bader Show 925. Greatest horror theme of all time. The theme from Psycho. And the greatest horror movie of all time. I mean of all time. Absolutely brilliant. And Hitchcock was chastised for it. I watched it a while back. AMC had it on, and I DVR'd it. I think my wife or my daughter finally nuked it. You can pick it up anywhere. I did some research after watching it. You know what I didn't realize? At the beginning, it takes place in Phoenix, right? And it says Phoenix, December 11th or early December. And I never realized why that was important, that it was December 11th. You know why, Jason? No, it wasn't his birthday or anything. It wasn't Hitchcock's birthday or anything like that. After they shot around Phoenix, they saw the Christmas decorations. And I have never seen the Christmas decorations in the movie. Or you know what? Because they tell you it's December 11th, it doesn't mean anything. You don't, oh, okay, yeah, well, that would make sense then. I never spotted his cameo before either. And Hitchcock made brief appearances in many of his movies. That is the best all time. I think it is the most brilliant of the horror films. Back to the Wisconsin Reporter's yeoman's work when it comes to the second John Doe probe going on in Wisconsin. They broke this yesterday. They've now had a four-part series on this. They've got their own sources. The Journal Sentinel broke the existence of the second John Doe, who one source told Wisconsin Reporter, the goal is to take down Scott Walker. They broke this yesterday. A hearing this week that might have kicked off a new phase in a super secret political investigation led by Democrats targeting conservatives was postponed indefinitely after the presiding judge recused herself from the case, Wisconsin Reporter has learned. A source close to the investigation tells Wisconsin Reporter that retired Kenosha County Circuit Judge Barbara Kluka has stepped aside, throwing off the proceedings scheduled for Tuesday. There was no hearing because there's no judge, said the source, who spoke in return for a guarantee of anonymity. The insider said attorneys in the case learned over the past few days the Tuesday deadline for appearing before the judge had been postponed. One source said subpoenas issued in the case required responses in person or in writing from about 100 people. Wisconsin Reporter contacted Kluka at her Kenosha home Wednesday. She said she could not comment. I cannot tell you anything. There's a secrecy order, and I will abide by it. Asked if she had recused herself from overseeing the probe or whether she had a conflict of interest in the case, the judge again said she could not comment. The Milwaukee Journal Sentinel last week first identified Kluka as the presiding judge, adding she had been used by Milwaukee County judicial offices in past John Doe cases. Kluka retired in 2011 after 22 years on the Kenosha County bench, but she remains a part-time reserve judge and part-time supplemental court commissioner for the county. Francis Schmidt, special prosecutor in the John Doe, according to multiple sources, said he is not commenting on anything regarding anything dealing with an alleged John Doe investigation in accordance with the law. Schmidt's former federal prosecutor, one-time finalist for U.S. Attorney in Milwaukee, showed up at the Dane County Courthouse Tuesday morning but declined to comment on his business there. Nobody at the Justice Center seemed to know who Schmidt was or that he was even in the building. Wisconsin Reporter spoke to him briefly as he entered, like a grand jury, and then they do all of the background. That it's a taxpayer-funded opposition research campaign. And as they are reporting this morning, a source tells them the goal is to take down Scott Walker. I've got a few more things to say about this after the news. If you have any reaction at all, you can weigh in as well. 406-1360, 888-455-1360. It's 930.
Join the Jerry Bader Facebook fan page. Go to jerrybadershow.com.